Good evening for 91.7 WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. There's some 26,000 illiterate or low-level readers in Claremont and Brown counties, a staggering number of people truly in need of services. My guest this evening is passionate about literacy. She's been a volunteer tutor and board member of the Literacy Council. She's also the host and executive producer of Sunday Baroque, which is heard on over 150 radio stations worldwide every Sunday morning. She's a classically trained flutist, a runner, a baker, and my friend and colleague on WGUC, Suzanne Bona. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
The Sunday Baroque began as a 90-minute show in Connecticut in 1987. It's now a four-hour weekly show recorded here in Cincinnati at WGUC and independently distributed worldwide. How did you jump from Baroque music to literacy?
It's not really in some ways that much of a joke. I think people who are passionate about public radio programming and classical music too are passionate about lifelong learning, for one thing, and also about getting involved in the community. And I am such a passionate reader myself that it just seemed like a logical step for me to take to want to help somebody else in their literacy journey. When we first moved to Cincinnati about 20 years ago, I found my way to the Literacy Council of Claremont and Brown Counties. My student for about a decade was a man from Brazil. He and his wife came here when he was about 60 years old. He was college educated, so his real issue was practicing conversational English. He had a very, very good vocabulary, but we needed to practice. And so I just had this wonderful relationship as a tutor that became a friendship, and that was my involvement directly with the Literacy Council. But again, so many amazing stories of real tragedy in some ways, but then also real courage of the people who come to the Literacy Council for help. It's incredibly inspiring.
What are some of these services specifically that the council provides?
Well, there is some outreach into the community to try to get to the people who really need this, to find the people who are no and low literacy and get them in. The Literacy Council also recruits volunteers. So they bring people in and train them in various methods of instruction and tutoring. And then they match the tutors with the students in need. And it's matching based on abilities, but it's also things like geography. A lot of the people who need it don't have transportation, you know? So they try to match people up in all of the most practical ways. And the tutoring is free, so no one has to worry about that. The tutors are all volunteers. These wonderful friendships and bonds evolve out of these one-on-one tutor matches. It is just amazing. They also have some resources in the office at the Literacy Council. You know, there's some computer programs and things that students can come in and use, also absolutely free.
Are the services available for children and adults or specific to adults?
This is specific to adults, 19 and over, for a variety of reasons. And in this way, we feel, though, that we're also fostering children's literacy simply because if you think about it, a parent who can't read to his or her child, and that perpetuates the illiteracy cycle as well. So there's a real effort to try to tackle this problem in all areas.
Coming up, a big event, The Power of Reading and The Power of Music. It's a benefit for the council happening on March 19th. Is this your major fundraiser for the year?
There are a couple of major fundraisers. The Literacy Council for more than two decades has had a very successful adult spelling bee as well. And so that is a very big fundraiser. But I will tell you that we have been sort of building. This will be the sixth concert that we're doing. We took a few years off. The last one was in 2012. But this is a very significant fundraiser. We are really seeking donations from the community and from some foundations and from some businesses. So we're really hoping to raise some badly needed funds for the agency. I am so excited and grateful and proud that some of my musician friends are donating their talents, their amazing talent. Steve Frixell is a good friend and a marvelous violist. He is in the CSO. Dror Biron is a new CCM piano professor and a marvelous pianist. You have to check out his website. He's just terrific. We're going to be doing some chamber music. He'll also be doing some wonderful solos. Dr. Manisha Patel is also a wonderful friend. She is an amazing woman. She's a heart surgeon by day and amazing, talented pianist by night. Sarah Kim is a fantastic cellist. And Bonnie Farr is a fantastic oboist. So we have this really interesting collection. And then I've got to say, we have what we call, rather than, you know, sometimes you hear of like an honorary chair or whatever, we have what we call an honorary advocate. And last time we had Anthony Munoz, who was wonderful. And before that, we had Dahani Jones. So we've got this sort of Bengals thing going. This year, our honorary advocate is Paul Alexander. Paul Alexander is an assistant coach for the Bengals, and he is also an amateur pianist. And he has an amazing journey as well as an adult learner of music. So I feel that there's sort of this simpatico going on. Anyway, he is going to, I'm sorry, pardon the pun, tackle some Chopin in our concert, as well as being our honorary advocate. So we've just got this amazing collection of musicians. And it's going to be a really terrific program, really fun. People are playing music they want to play because it's fun. And chamber music is such a fun collaboration, just like one-on-one tutoring. There are a lot of analogous relationships here.
What are some of the pieces that we'll hear there on March 19th?
Well, it's also really interesting music. So there are going to be some music by Robert Schumann that Manisha and cellist Sarah Kim are going to play. There's some music that Sarah, Manisha, and I are going to be playing by Bohuslav Martinu. Very unusual combination, flute, cello, and piano. Bonnie, the oboist, and Dror Bjuran, the pianist, and I are going to be playing some music by a woman composer, Madeline Dring. Really interesting piece, and well-known to oboists, not so necessarily so well-known to non-oboists. Steve Frixell and Dror Bjuran and I are going to be playing some music by the American composer Arthur Foote. Really interesting piece that you don't hear a lot, called the Sarabande and Rigaudon. And a couple of other little things. As I said, Paul Alexander is going to be playing some Chopin. And also, Dror Bjuran, our wonderful pianist headliner, is going to be playing some piano solos as well. TBA, you have to come and find out.
The concert is on Sunday, March the 19th at 2 o'clock at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church on Beachmont Avenue. It's a concert followed by a reception. Will the audience get to meet and greet the musicians?
Absolutely. It's going to be a lovely reception, lots of homemade goodies and other nice things. And, you know, we hope to have some students and definitely some tutors there as well. Maybe you're interested in signing up to become a tutor, or maybe you're someone who needs the services or knows someone who might need these services. You know, there's no shame. We're really eager. You'll have a chance to pick up some literature, and we're really eager to help if you need the help or if you know someone who needs the help.
Suzanne, I love the fact that you are passionate about music for its own sake.
Mm-hmm.
You said, and I read a quote, "Whether or not math scores improve, children should have access to musical activities and training." I think you're doing a wonderful service to bring this music to this venue and bring some people in who maybe would not have the opportunity to hear classical music. Mm-hmm. It's the benefit for the Literacy Council of Claremont and Brown Counties. The show is called The Power of Reading and the Power of Music, March the 19th at 2 o'clock. You can find a link with all the information on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.